Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 19th of October. This is 2020. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi there.
Also with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Kelly.
I'm glad both of you are here today. We're going to get right to it. Right now, the thing I want to start with is sort of a PSA, which is what Apple has on offer right now. So, Charlotte, let's go through these.
Many older things.
Well, we have a lot of things that are on sale and a lot of things on pre-order. So let's start with what you can buy at the moment.
So if you go to apple.com now, you can buy a load of MagSafe cases for including the leather wallet, which is $60, a silicone case, a clear case. They're $49 each, and a MagSafe charger, which is $39. Those all available now. Mm-hmm. And then that's for the iPhone and the 12 Pro, because those are the two devices you could pre-order from Friday, as we reported and excitedly did ourselves over at the Mac Observer.
Yes.
The two phones that are not on sale yet, the Max and the Mini, the Pro Max and the Mini, they're going on sale November 6th, and the cases for those are also on the way.
Yes.
So those are that's the phones and their accessories. Obviously, you can get the Watch Series 6 and the Watch SE as well. That's all available, along with all the different type of bands you can get with those. Although I did notice when I was looking to buy mine that delivery does differ on the different cases. Good luck getting a solo loop.
Yeah, all the delivery dates on those are varying widely depending what you want.
Yeah. Then on Friday, we also reported that the iPad Air, the fourth gen iPad Air, that became available to buy. You can buy that now. And it sort of got lost in all the excitement of everything else. But the eighth generation normal iPad is actually available to buy now.
Yeah. I believe it was available right after the event, but we kind of lost it because of all the stuff with the Air, the redesign of the Air and everything coming out.
Yeah, so but that you can you know, pick one up from an Apple store. Those are available. So there's quite a lot heading into the, dare I say, I can't believe I'm saying this, Christmas period. I'm so sorry.
But also one we missed was
holiday shopping period. How's that?
There you go.
It's only a little bit better, to be honest.
Yeah. Not helping, Brian. Also, we have the HomePod Mini, which goes on pre-order, the same as the 12 Pro Max and the 12 Mini on November 6th. So there's a stack of stuff there.
And just to kind of fully round the picture, although it came out, you know, a chunk of time before, the most recent computer Mac is the 27-inch iMac, and that's obviously available as well. That's the most recently updated.
Yeah, and there's a lot going on, and none of this takes into account the sort of, you know, the possibility, because it hasn't been completely dismissed as ludicrous, of there being a November event where more stuff comes out, where maybe we hear about headphones after all the non-Apple all the Beats headphones disappeared from the Apple store and then came back. The Apple Silicon machine that we were promised before the end of the year. So it's possible we'll get more stuff on order or on offer, I guess.
Yeah. So, and I mean, as ever, there's a ton of accessories if that's what you need, including the new MagSafe chargers, as we mentioned, but also cases for the various new devices and, you know, the power adapter that's no longer in the box and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is less an advert for Apple, more than like the stuff on the website now is the most recent stuff.
Yeah. And it was kind of overwhelming for that stretch to have like, this is on order, but this is not. And these are in 2 weeks, but these are today. Yeah. And which is how we kind of went, well, when does the iPad go on sale? And found out it was September.
Yeah, the iPad 8 Gen has been on sale for about a month. Mm-hmm. And the Air is now available as well.
Yeah, so that's a lot of stuff. So, Brian, what do you think? Are we just sort of overwhelmed with purchase options right now?
Well, I mean, you know, first world problems, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a bunch of new stuff that you can get, and that's fun. Yeah. Not going to really complain about that. So, giddy up.
Yeah.
Just give me my HomePod Mini.
Yes.
Have you ordered one?
No, I don't think you can yet.
Not till the 6th.
No, I mean, but have you, like, set aside that is what's happening? You're going to order it on
for sure, so that I can compare that against the regular HomePod. But I'll probably
I'm really pleased our listeners got an insight there into the excuses Brian makes to buy new stuff.
Well,
this is
I'm getting like, one too.
The last 21 years. What are you talking about?
Yeah, Charlotte, have you met Brian?
I know this, but I'm just pleased it's like coming out into the open now.
Yeah, I don't think this is news.
This is not news to anyone.
I get a new iPhone every year.
Yeah. For science.
No one needs a new iPhone every year.
He does it for science, Charlotte.
Come on!
I mean, there are a number of times where I've said to Brian, yeah, but why do you need that? And he's like, because.
For science. I mean, that's what I always say. I need it for science.
Well, in this particular case, I have a major room of my relatively small abode that does not have its own HomePod. And when I speak into the air, it's kind of a toss up as to which of the other HomePods will answer. So I need to fix that.
Notice there's one room that doesn't have a HomePod. From that sentence, that was my takeaway. Yeah, the struggle is real. The struggle
is absolutely real. And so I need another HomePod in there. And I mean, funny enough, there was no way that I was going to, as profligate as I've been with my spending on HomePods, and profligate is indeed an appropriate use of that particular word
in this instance.
Yeah. The spending another full-size HomePod for my kitchen was just not a thing. I
mean,
it's like,
was in fact a bridge too far.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, just, it's like ridiculous. And Apple needed a smaller, less expensive device to help fill that space. And lo and behold, we have it finally.
Well, I think what that means is Brian needed a less expensive one to fill that space. Apple did what he wanted them to do.
If my goal, my home automation goal, Kelly.
Yes.
Is to never have to leave it.
Yes. Well, and while I am in it, which is all the times,
yes.
I want to speak to the air and I want to have my home automation stuff done. I never want to think about the device that's answering. I don't want to lift my wrist. I don't want to reach into my pocket.
I just want to
speak to the air. And speaking to the air and for a lot of people, especially people with reasonable size homes, mm-hmm. does not include sticking a $300 HomePod in every corner.
That's valid.
Stick a $99 HomePod, and it still definitely puts it in the realm of, you know, first world problems.
I think this puts it in what I like to call nerd world problems. Is when your first world problems look at your problem and go, that's not even a first world problem. That's a nerd world problem. So
you said it, not me.
Oh no, I own it. I have the same issue. We were talking about this on Mac Voices recently. Hi, Chuck. And the thing that I thought about when I was thinking about getting one was not necessarily for science, but I'm going to get one, and I want to try swapping it out now that I have enough HomeKit stuff that I can actually boss around with voice commands. I'd like to try swapping out one of the Echo bases in my house with the HomePod and see if it does all the things I need it to do. Because if it does, I'd like to get the Amazon ones out of my house. That would be great. So, you know, part of it is privacy. I don't need Amazon that far up into my business. So I would rather ask something that belongs to Apple for the weather 4 times a day and what's on my calendar, and to play a nice play something nice on a decent speaker once in a while, because that I can't even do with the Echo Bases I have now. So, that's what I want from that. So, I will have one too. Brian will have it to complete his HomePod Minion collection. And I'm just going to get one to see if I can compete with Amazon.
Don't have one in my bathroom yet.
No. Well, I need to know about waterproofness before I stick it in my bathroom too. But the thing it's the version, not the number of them, but there's a new flavor and now you need that flavor is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. I want to test it, be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah. So, we will tell you more about that as we get new gear in our hot little hands, and we will talk more about it here on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say, for all my teasing of Brian, I'm wearing an Apple Watch SE that I bought the other week and have an iPhone 12 Pro up to be picked up on Friday. I mean, what's the Reddit? AITA. I mean...
please don't elaborate. Look that acronym up at your peril. Right now, what I'd like to do is take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week. Our sponsor is MacPaw. They're a software company that makes an app called Clean My Mac X. And Clean My Mac X is all-in-one cleaning and optimization software for your Mac. Your computer sometimes needs to have old files or temporary files cleared out, and Clean My Mac X will help you declutter, get all that stuff out. It's very upfront about the stuff that it's removing, so you can help make sure that you're not getting rid of anything accidentally. It uses something called Smart Scan to help you get rid of old log files. It'll do a basic malware check, a little bit of optimization to speed up your Mac, and it will help you get control over apps and files, so you can uninstall things you don't need, and you can clean things out, and it's gearing up to be compatible with Big Sur as soon as that's released. You can learn more and download your free demo at macpaw.app/TDO, macpaw.app/TDO, macpaw.app/TDO. We'd like to thank them for sponsoring the show today. Now, the other thing we wanted to talk about today is a very interesting development, because Apple has launched MTV as a as a channel on Apple TV. And in the TV app, there's now a channel that is the music channel. And by MTV, I don't mean Jersey Shore and all that. What I mean in Real World, this is actually music videos. They're just going to show music videos all the time.
That's the way you do it.
Which might be a revolutionary concept to Charlotte, but Brian and I remember this from the olden days.
MTV showed
was music videos.
I remember the original MTV and all the related VH1, and there was a thing in my life.
Okay,
but Apple is now making a similar thing in our lives. If you're in America, I haven't actually been able to see it. I've been reading about it, and I've heard you guys playing it to me over Discord, but I haven't actually had a chance to see it myself yet. But apparently, there is now an Apple Music One. There's an Apple Music TV channel. Mm-hmm. You can, as you've explained it, you can get it via the TV app, I believe, through the TV box and so forth. Interestingly, there's Zane Lowe is involved. Now, Zane Lowe is someone we've discussed before on the show. He left first XFM and then the BBC here in the UK to join Apple. He launched what was then Beats One Radio and is now Apple Music One. Mm-hmm. He is appears to be involved in this project, which obviously indicates a tie-up between the radio station and the TV show. Mm-hmm. Then we also have things like, apparently there's going to be on Thursday, which is the 22nd of October when you're listening, is going to be a Bruce Springsteen day, because Bruce Springsteen's newest album comes out on Friday. Mm-hmm. And guess who has the film about said album?
Tell us, Charlotte.
That would also be Apple TV Plus. It's almost like they're trying to tie all their services together. do you think?
Well, yeah, this is cross promoting, but can we jump right to some of the things?
No, it's actually more than cross promoting. It's much more than cross promoting. This is now a media and services platform that is obviously all going to be, as we've discussed before, be tied in together with the Apple One bundle. But this is, never mind just the like benefit, there is the benefit of cross promoting, but this is obviously a much more joined up thing than it has ever been at any point before. Because even though some of the different bits have existed at different times, whether it be Apple Music or the radio station and then TV, it's all kind of been a bit separate entities. And now what's clearly happening is it is coming together into like a proper thing, which is really interesting to watch unfold.
Fair enough. I want to jump straight to the things that I think are fascinating about this. One, it was launched without a press release.
Yeah.
Variety essentially reported it. Mm-hmm. Two, this flies in the face of modern video consumption, where you choose what you're watching.
Yeah.
Right. This is a throwback to another period, because you are not, we've been playing with it before we started recording. It says at the bottom of this window. So what happens, by the way, if you go to any version of the TV app or your Apple TV, mm-hmm. and you keep scrolling down, you'll eventually see Apple Music TV.
Yeah, it's kind of a line item, like only for subscribers, yeah. or what to watch next or popular shows. There's one that says Apple Music TV.
And you don't need an Apple Music subscription,
right,
to see it, at least according
watch now
to
for free.
Said testing that I was doing with John Keaton on the side here.
But here's the thing is, you don't need either subscription. You don't need a TV Plus subscription to watch TV, and you don't need an Apple Music subscription to watch the music videos. So, like, neither one is required. So it's kind of an ad for both, right?
Sure, fair enough. And when you click that thing in your TV app, it's going to, for me, it took me full screen. When I hit the escape button, it dropped it down to a window. Now, it says at the bottom of that window, it's a live broadcast. You can pause it, but you can't catch back up. I guess what you can do is you can close the window and
start again
and relaunch it. But you don't have any choice on what you're seeing. It is a live stream. It's a live broadcast, as Apple is putting it. And that, again, flies in the face of video consumption for the last, you know, what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah, with YouTube? Yeah, but you could make the same case about Apple Music One. People have started, while people yeah. still, yeah, it's the same.
Exactly,
it's
where
exactly
I was headed,
the same.
Charlotte.
You're describing, Brian, it's kind of everyone has spent 10 to 15 years curating their own playlists and creating on-demand music services. But Apple was like, no, we're going to invent radio.
Yeah.
And it's really interesting that they've gone kind of, this is a bit back to the future, isn't it? Now, I like it, but maybe that is because I'm just about of an age where turning on music radio was a thing, as you mm-hmm. you know, turning on MTV and hoping to see the video of the band you liked was a thing.
Music discovery is hard.
Yes.
As a consumer, yes, indeed. Finding new music, it takes a little effort, and a big part of that mm-hmm. is because there are no real gatekeepers anymore.
Right.
Like, you know, we are all our own gatekeepers, and Apple mm-hmm. Radio, Apple One, sorry, what's it's Radio One?
It's Apple Music One now.
Apple
Music One, thank you. Apple Music One
is country and
puts Apple back into a gatekeeper role, puts their, you know, DJs. By the way, to my knowledge, I don't think we have VJs on
that's
ATV
a shame.
Here.
Yeah. Maybe we will eventually. I don't know.
TV. Should we call it ATV or AMTV? We should call it AMTV.
AMTV.
AMTV yeah. makes more sense to me.
Me too.
So, but I don't think we're going to have VJs, even though you mentioned that Zayn is involved, right?
Yeah.
Yes. But he obviously has a overarching kind of bigger strategic sure. view as well.
But if you're going to watch this, you're going to watch this, you're going to be forced to see things that you weren't necessarily looking for. And that is, that makes it easier to discover new stuff again. And it's, so it's an interesting thing. And so like, did Apple look at YouTube and say, you know, we really don't want to even try to compete with that?
Yeah, I feel like a little bit.
Apple looked at, and this, the same thing, I don't know what they would have looked at when it came time to come up with Apple Music One, but it's the same kind of thing. We don't, let's do something different. And it's going to be interesting to me to see if this gets a foothold and becomes more and more of a thing.
Me too.
Yeah, I think you're right that it's interesting that we kind of, I found out about this kind of reading trade press and digging around, as opposed to, you know, seeing a press release, which is often how we hear about new Apple stuff. I think that is interesting because they made quite a big play, excuse the pun, when they launched Apple Music One.
They did. It was a big deal.
Yeah, like it was a thing. And this seems to be, I don't know if this is a bit more of a beta testing thing and we're going to suddenly hear about it in loads, they'll push it into loads of different places. I hope so. I'd quite like to test it out here in the UK.
Yeah, I hope it can work, and I hope that by virtue of being a streaming service, you know, the way TV Plus is, right, like Apple made all that stuff so they can also decide to make it available to Charlotte the same day we all get it here. And that's awesome. So I hope that they can do something similar with the music videos, because honestly, like, I miss the novelty of that. Like you were talking about, Brian, discovery is really cool. And I... given that the Apple Music algorithms rarely steer me wrong when they're giving me stuff I've never heard before, there's very rarely do I listen to something and go, wow, I hate that song. I don't know why it was suggested. So I hope that this is cool. And as we find out more about it, obviously we will talk about it here. That's going to do it for us today. I want to thank you both for coming by. Brian, as always, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
And Charlotte, as always, thanks for coming by, especially to talk to us about media.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.